Shirley's sitting next to me in the garden and having a look while she's sipping her perfectly extracted coffee and latte, which I did well, didn't I? Yes,
you
I did.
You did indeed. Yeah. You did indeed.
And now look at this. It looks.
Oh dear.
Try and describe it. If I wasn't saying to you what it was, what do you think it was?
It looks like a sponge that's had a nervous breakdown. Because it's a bit. It's very movable. There's a little bit of foam on top. And there's a lot of it. And it's going all over the show.
Nah, you're exaggerating. It's not going all over the show. But you said it looked like a sponge. What?
That had a nervous breakdown. That's lost all its consistency. Oh, it's losing its bubbles in a hurry.
Well, it shouldn't have bubbles. But the color is all right. It's a bit blonde, but it's just... There I taste it. I think I really have to taste it now. Maybe you could hold my recorder, Shirley. And I'm just going to bring that lovely black espresso cup that I like so much to my lips. You could see that there's a bit less crema now because it has settled down. But there's still, I mean, this cup is full.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a bit nervous. Actually, to me, it looks a bit like jelly on top.
That's why it's losing its consistency. It's got all flabby when it should be. Yeah. Lovely and spongy and rich and full-bodied.
See, I mean, you know, leave it to the roasters. That's what I say. Blending is an art. Can't just do it in your own home.
That didn't look very good from where I'm sitting.
It's very thin. Consistency. Nah, it also tastes bitter, actually. I don't think I can drink this. But I tell you what, probably some coffee shops would, let's say cafes, old kind of cafes, would probably serve you something like that.
It could be quite superior to what you would receive in the cafe.
But it's not worth it. I don't think I'm going to...
You're not putting yourself through that again.
No, I'm not. It's going to go down the drain, I'm afraid.